The Himalayan Range. The Himalayan Range of mountains lie in the northern part of India. They stretch over 2500 kilometers from Jammu and Kashmir to Arunachal Pradesh. They form a natural boundary between India and China. Nepal and Bhutan also lie in the Himalayan region. In the northeast, they form a boundary between India and Myanmar called the Purvanchal. The Karakoram Mountains lie in the northwest of Himalayas. Mount Godwin Austen, which is the highest peak in India, lies in the Karakoram Mountains. Him in Sanskrit means snow, while Alaya in Sanskrit means abode. So, Himalayas in Sanskrit mean the abode of snow. The Himalayan range can be divided into four zones: Himadri or Greater Himalayas, Himachal or Lesser Himalayas, Shivalik or the Lower Himalayas, and the Terai or the Marshy Lands. The different peaks in Himalayas are the Mount Everest, Kanchenjunga, Nanda Devi, Dholagiri, Nanga Parbat, and Makalu and Annapurna Mountains. Tenzing Norgay and Edmund Hillary were the first men to climb Mount Everest in 1953, and Bachendri Pal was the first Indian woman to climb the Mount Everest. The Himadri or the Greater Himalayas. They form the Great Wall along northern India. The Kanchenjunga and Annapurna Mountains are the two high peaks in this range. We find masses of moving glaciers of moving ice called the glaciers here, and most of the rivers of North India like Indus, Ganga, Yamuna and Brahmaputra originate from these glaciers. Ganga starts from the Gangotri glacier, while Yamuna starts from the Yamunotri glacier. During summers, the snow melts and helps rivers to flow throughout the year. The Himachal or the Lesser Himalayas lies south of Himadri. Some beautiful hill stations like Srinagar, Shimla, Nainital, Darjeeling lie in this range. The slopes are covered with forests of pine, deodar and cheer. Fruits like plums, cherries, apricots, etc. are grown here. Terrace farming is practiced here. Terrace farming is a practice where the slopes of the mountains are cut to form steps. These mountains have narrow passages called the passes through which people can cross mountains. A few examples of these passes are the Rohtang Pass, the Bomdila Pass, the Nathula Pass, etc. Next we have the Shivalik or the Lower Himalayas. They are the low-lying hills. These areas receive very heavy rainfall. Terrace farming is also practiced here, and wild animals are found abundantly in the forests here. Last is the Terai or the Marshy Lands. These are the foothills of the Shivalik. Most of these regions are in UP and Uttarakhand. This region has many national parks and wildlife sanctuaries. The Jim Corbett National Park in Uttarakhand is famous. What is the importance of Himalayas? The Himalayas are very important as they form a natural border and protect us against the enemies. Secondly, the rain-bearing monsoon clouds strike against Himalayas and bring rain. Himalayas protect us from the cold winds of the north, and the rivers coming from Himalayas carry fertile soil with them to the plains. The forests here provide us with valuable wood and herbs, and they are a natural home for wildlife. The hill stations in the Himalayas are famous tourist spots. So that is all that we need to know in this chapter about the Himalayan region. Thank you.